Well, we're talking about a book that's just recently been released. It's called Anzac Day Origins, Canon DJ Garland and Trans-Tasman Commemoration. The book's author is the Reverend Professor John Moses. We're talking about this particular minister of the gospel who was responsible for implementing what we now know as the public holiday commemoration for Anzac Day. John, when we think of this man, DJ Garland, he really is a special figure. He must have been quite a leader at the time.
Oh, Garland was an extraordinarily gifted organizer, and he did all kinds of enterprising things in his ministry. He was 10 years in Western Australia before he came over to Queensland, came back to Queensland. He started off in Queensland as a young Irish immigrant in Toowoomba in a law firm, but he came under the influence of a director of St. James's Toowoomba, a man called Tommy Jones. And Tommy Jones is still remembered. He's the chapel at the Anglican Church Grammar School in East Brisbane is the Tommy Jones Memorial Chapel for various reasons. But Jones converted Canon Garland and trained him for the Anglican priesthood, and he became a very fiery, is probably close to the best word to use to express his manner of operation. He was extremely enthusiastic in what he undertook, and
John, when we think of Anzac Day, it wasn't always going to be called Anzac Day. In fact, DJ Garland wanted it to be called All Souls Day. What does that mean for people who don't know?
I wouldn't say he wanted it to be called that. He said that it, in fact, was Australia's All Souls Day. Now, All Souls Day in the Christian calendar is the day in Europe, and particularly in France, where they do remember the fallen. And they didn't have any need for a special day set aside for Anzac, as we have for Anzac with Anzac Day. So I have found a sermon of his, which was from 1924, where he in St. John's Cathedral he did spell this out in the theological language of the time that Anzac Day is Australia's All Souls Day. He regarded the soldiers as kinds of crusaders for liberty against tyranny. He had a very negative image of the Kaiser's Germany, as a lot of people did at the time, and he understood the Kaiser's Germany to be a diabolical force that had to be resisted at all costs. So he wasn't a pacifist in absolute terms. He was a muscular Christian who would stand up and require us to fight. And that's why he had this reverence for soldiers, his care for soldiers. He had a tremendous pastoral concern for the welfare of soldiers. And that's documented very heavily in my book.
Now, your book is called Anzac Day Origins, Canon DJ Garland and Trans-Tasman Commemoration. People can get a hold of that through the War Memorial. That's the primary outlet?
It is at the moment, yes. I don't think it's been very widely marketed at this stage, but that is the major outlet at the moment, yes.
And John, from your reflections on Canon DJ Garland and those early Anzac Day commemorations, the idea of it being Australia's All Souls Day, what's your encouragement this year as we draw close to Anzac Day for people who are going to commemorate Anzac Day? How should they approach such a sacred observance?
Well, the same way as Garland would recommend it, that it's a solemn day. It's not necessarily a day for what he called jubilation. That was the word he used. Jubilation meaning sports and going to the cinema and pubs. He wasn't against having a drink, but everything in its right place and right time. We can't turn the clock back. The population has moved on. In his lifetime, there were still thousands of families who had lost somebody or who had an invalided father or husband who had got gassed in the war. And we don't have that anymore. So the acuteness of the feeling of loss has dimmed, and so we have lost the solemnity of the significance of the day. I don't think that it's possible to recover that entirely, but people ought to really know and know that it is not a glorification of war, which you occasionally read from various sources. If you understand it properly, it's anything but the glorification of war. It's sinful. It's penitence for the sin of war. War is something that is a blight on humanity, and it has to be avoided. The trouble is, you run into rogue states from time to time, and rogue states don't pay any attention to the rules that we would like to live by. And so you find yourself in a position where you have to send soldiers into fight, and that hasn't changed throughout human history. And the idea of a situation arriving where the swords will be battered into plowshares and pruning hooks is still a long way off.
Well, John, just appreciate so much your insights that you've gleaned in your study of Canon D.J. Garland and the exciting facts that there is something of an embedded Christian heritage in the formation of the public holiday that we do celebrate as Anzac Day. And as it's coming up, I think your insights today will lead us into a deeper commemoration, and certainly appreciate your insights. I'll point people to your book, which they can get via the War Memorial in Canberra. It's called Anzac Day Origins, Canon D.J. Garland and Trans-Tasman Commemoration. The Reverend Professor John Moses, our guest. John, thanks so much for being with us today on 2020.
My pleasure.